Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, January 15th, Thursday, January 15th. Are you settled in? The new year is 15 days into the new year. Time is moving on. Have you got caught up from your time off during the holiday season, the Christmas, New Year season? Are your employees back? Are they motivated? Are they ready to go? Well, now it's time to start and think about 2015. Let's talk about your business in 2015. What's going to happen in 2015? Well, what's going to happen is pretty much what you want it to happen, what you perceive it to happen, what you plan to have happen, what you project to have happen. It's not just going to happen. It's time to analyze the business. It's time to analyze 2014. It's time to look at the numbers and see if we're getting what we want, what we need. Are we selling the right things? Are we selling them at the right profit margins? Do we have the right people in place? Are we training our people so that they can get better? How are we going to expand our business to do 10 or 15% more than we did last year? We certainly don't want to outgrow our capability to do the business, because one of the fatal things that happens to the business and why they go out of business is they get too much business all at one time, and they can't serve their customers, they can't serve the needs. But what are we going to do? What needs to be changed? What needs to be encouraged because we did it so well? Have we taken time to gather all of our people together for a half a day and have a planned meeting as to talk about what we need to do to get their ideas, to get an understanding of what they're thinking, and they can understand what we're thinking, to grow the business, to make the business more secure, to make it better for everybody? What are your top three goals that you want to accomplish in 2015? What are your top three goals that you want to accomplish that's going to make the business grow? What are your top three goals that you're going to want to take care of that just need to be fixed, that aren't going well? Are you taking time to study every single day business? Do you read just 10 pages a day of what people have to say? Do you go on the internet and search articles? Do you listen to webinars? Do you say to yourself, well, here's where we're strong. We're strong here, here, and here, and here's where we need outside guidance. Remember, to make money, and I know it's an old statement, but to make money, you need to spend money. What they don't add, the magic they, what they don't add to that conversation is what you need to do is spend money in the right places doing the right thing. There are so many smart business leaders today. There are so many young up-and-coming business people today who all want your business. You know, I know that things are going better in the economy, but the economy is expanding slowly. So pretty much today when we're taking business, we're getting new business, we're getting it from somebody else, or somebody's getting it from us. We need to guard against that. We need to see exactly how we are going to retain our customers. Have you taken the time to talk to your most important customers? Have you taken them out to lunch? Have you seen them? Do you understand their needs? Have you asked, what can we do for you? What are we doing well? What are we not doing well? You see, it's time to think. It's time to plan. It's time to make 2015 the very best year it could ever be. And to do that, we need to dig in. We need to understand. You can have the best talent in the world. You can have the most cooperative employees in the world. You can have people that really work hard. But what are we working hard at? Are we working hard at the right things? So let's take some time every single day, and I always suggest we take an hour out of our day, go someplace quiet, sit there with a blank piece of paper in front of us, stare off into space, and start writing ideas down as to what we think we can do to make 2015 better. It's going to be a grand year because you are going to make it. So can't sit back, can't be complacent, can't wait for someone to do it for you. No one is going to do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. And this is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.